to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, is the automatically deleted husband, and to my joy, the DVD for Susanna is out in the mail today. Yes, I admit it is false advertising. The video is online already for her birthday, and it's post-dated. Yes, it's a false date on it. I admit it. It's a fallacy. I was wrong. I lied. But I figured, you know, because I struggle with doing the birthday videos on the birthday or doing it early in order to get it in the mail to them. So, okay, this time I struggled and I decided, okay, I'm going to post-date it and put it on DVD so it's out there. It's gone in the mail. I'm guessing it's possible ability to arrive tomorrow, but surely by Wednesday. So, Susanna, a pre-happy birthday, and I'm sorry your dad sang to you again. I know it's punishment, but that's what dads do. You know, a lot of things happened over the weekend. And one of the things really brought me great joy. You know, I've been working for some time on the technology in order to be able to have things where if I want to view something online, no one knows. You know, there's a sort of like that. You know, I came up with a technique while we're at in Benton. I said, okay, this is how you do it. And it's based on actually years, you know, it goes back to the early 70s when I was in cryptography back in the Air Force. And I said, okay, let me learn some techniques. And then back in 2012, I said, oh, okay, here's a solution. And I found out that there's somebody else that does it. It's called Tor. But there's a flaw in Tor, a blatant flaw. And of course, Tor is funded by the U.S. intelligence agencies. So I would suggest the flaw's intentional. Actually, I wrote about that. And the head of the Tor project noticed and belittled me because of it. But, you know, that's an old story. But, so in the process, I've worked on techniques so you can view something online, but the other aspect is to be able to be able to have things offline. So, Shofar Nexus has basically the framework for that in place. And I've been working on, okay, what do I do to develop that? And then, of course, find ways to get, get people interested. I listened to this guy, Timothy Kelly. He has Our Interesting Times, which is a Chinese curse. I enjoy it because there's an intellectual challenge to the guests he has on. So I've enjoyed that very much. A whole lot of it I disagree with, but that's the point, because there's the intellectual challenge, and that's great. I put his programs within using the technology simply because it's an exercise for me, and it's audio, so it doesn't take as much space. I've done a couple. I've taken some of the James Corbett has stuff, and he says use it. And he's done four videos called A Conspiracy Theory on 9/11, on the Syria attacks, on the Oklahoma City, and what was the other one? Anyway, so I took those because they're short. They're like 3 minutes, 5 minutes. And they're humorous on a very serious subjects. So I took those because I figured that's and you know, I mean, he's had millions upon millions of views in those videos. So I thought, well, okay, I'll put that together so I can deliver it for somebody to have it offline. But that's just sitting there right now. But then I said, you know, I've interacted with people about this Genesis Apologetics because they produce some really, really good stuff, especially, you know, the John and Jane one really impacted me. But they did the one that I found out about, what was it, Saturday, whatever, Friday, on, they called it Foundations. And it was superb. I've mentioned it. I sent the email out. And I said, okay, I want to make it available to so somebody can easily download it. Because you go to YouTube, it's not easy to download. Well, if you go to now, genesisapologetics.shofarnexus.com, it's there. And, you know, I did it just to put the initially it was just to put the Foundations movie on there. And I put also the first, because the Debunking Evolution is a series. I put the one that really got to me. So I put those two on there. And I emailed them. And I told them what I do. And can I have permission to use our videos? And to my joy, on Sunday, they said yes. So I've written permission to use their videos. And there are now four videos, actually five videos, on genesisapologetics.shofarnexus.com. Because this morning, sometimes you start the day and you really feel discouraged. And I've downloaded basically all of their videos. I haven't watched them all yet. But I saw one. I said, okay, what is it? I wasn't sure because I know they've done it. They have some music video and so forth. And I said, okay, I'll watch this. It was called Armor of God from Ephesians 6. And I watched it. And, you know, it wasn't a song per se. It was just music in the background. It was just simply a list of verses. And it really hit me because it was the kind of thing I needed that this morning. I really needed that this morning. It, again, brought me to tears. Tears of celebration. And if you go to genesisapologetics.shofarnexus.com, the video's there. Because it really meant something to me. And I've shared it with some others. Already have some encouragement from them. But to my joy, it's there with permission. And that brings a joy. And I will probably, I'm hoping, because I just make an arrangement to start again a conversation with Alejandro in Argentina. Probably tomorrow. So, and I haven't spoken with him in months. So, but there's another guy that I'm going to open a dialogue. We'll see if he steps into it tomorrow. That, you know, because I mentioned earlier in this year, I think a lot of things are going to change radically, and I think I found a guy to set before him something that he's going to either have to say, I'm going to ignore this, or I'm going to radically change his life. So we'll see what happens. You know, I'm engaging with people. I take such joy that I have a friend in Utah who's a Mormon. I have a gentleman who's doesn't see eye to eye with me on things like the mask issue. I have other friends who are absolutely clueless, but they're my friends. And then I have friends like Chris, where we're pretty much on the same page in most things. And I don't know if this Saturday is going to happen because it looks like it might rain. But either this Saturday or next, I'm still hoping Big Frog will happen. So the invitation to George is still there. And anyway, this has gotten long. Happy birthday, Susanna. It's early. The DVD should be there in time. And may I suggest to you... one other thing. I did send a... because... one of my friends is challenging me on my relationship with my wife. And so he asked me, what am I willing to compromise on? And he brought up, said, how about the beard? And I, you know, my thought was, obviously the beard didn't happen until, 6 months after my wife exited my life. But the other thing is, there was kind of a hint in her that she opened the door to it many months before she left. Well, obviously it happened. But, I'm not, if that's what it took, and not a problem, I don't think that's what it takes. I think it's something else. But it was the impetus that I sent to my wife. Because she asked me, if I'm trying to reconcile, why am I avoiding her and trying to go straight to the kids? I'm paraphrasing what she said. And of course, I've already stated to her, until she wants to reconcile with me, I don't think I could dare. Seeing her would break my heart. So I put the challenge out to her, and it's in an email directly to her, and I have no doubt she hasn't seen it and won't see it for a long time, if ever. But I'll say it's there. Again, I made it very clear. I want to reconcile with her. She is my priority. So, yeah, I mean, if it's to see her, absolutely. I will make the trip to see her alone without the kids. Not a problem. But she has to want to also. She has to say, yes, indeed, I made a commitment to this man, and I'm going to live it. What I said before him, before a crowd of people, and before the Lord, I meant it. Then I'm going to stick with this man for the rest of my life. Until she's willing to say she means that, she meant that, she's going to live that as the Lord commands. I don't think I could have, it would crush me to see her. But if she's willing, which I hope she is, I simply ask her, hit reply in the email. So let's start a conversation. Just simply pick up the phone and call me. Let's make arrangements. I'm willing to see her on whatever terms. Just see her alone in Lexington at some point in between. If she wants to show up at my door one day, unannounced, feel free. She's my wife. I won't turn her away. I love her. I'm committed to her. What I said at that marriage ceremony, I meant. And of course, as I made very clear to many, many, and of course I echoed it to Susanna in the DVD that should arrive, marriage begins with sex and ends with death. I'm married to one woman and one woman alone, and I will not turn from her. Dorothy Jane, my lady, another long voicemail, but I love you.